Love created us. Okay?
You're the last of us.
All pain and sacrifice and littleness will disappear in our relationship. Our relationship is as innocent as our relationship with our Creator, and as powerful. Tell that person that you love in your mind, say, my relationship with you is as innocent and powerful as my relationship to God. My relationship with you is as innocent and powerful as my relationship to love. My relationship to you is as innocent and as powerful as my relationship with God. Pain will be brought to us and disappear in our presence. Love that. You mean my love for you and your love for me are so strong that no one's pain can even exist in our presence? If you mean our joy and peace with each other can be so great that anyone that's even around it can't even be in pain? Wow. And guess what? Without pain, there can be no sacrifice. And without sacrifice, their love must be. Thank you for listening to this message. Let's thank whatever brought us here. Whatever that thing is. Whatever name you use for it. You know what I'm saying? And don't you be upset with me because I told you you deserve to have what you want. You know, people get mad at me. I would like to thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, thank you. Because we're listening to our own learning, what we believe, so we struggle, and I think you've decided to stop.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So don't be upset with yourself because you haven't acquired the deeper characteristics that you will one day. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because you set the goal, remember that readiness is not mastery. Just because I'm ready doesn't mean I've achieved the ability to do it. So Holy Spirit needs a happy learner. And a happy learner is somebody who doesn't get upset with themselves about making mistakes while they're learning. They realize they're learners. We're all learners. Okay, let's just close our eyes for a moment and take a little trip back. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give you to love as part of myself. I give you to love as part of myself. It's a situation. Go, I give it to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. Think about that person, call their name. Say, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. And that can apply to a situation as well as a person. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Call the name to yourself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. One more time after me to yourself. If it's a situation, a person that you need to release, you need to bless, you need to have a healing, you want to release this situation, circumstance, for the good of both of you, for everyone. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. That's the same as saying I give you to love as part of myself. I give you to the universe as part of myself. I give you to God as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison me. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your happiness. In the name of my happiness, I choose your happiness. In the name of my happiness, I choose your happiness. In the name of my peace, I choose your peace. In the name of my peace, I choose your peace. In the name of my peace, I choose your peace. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my abundance, I choose your release. In the name of my abundance, I choose your release. In the name of my health, I choose your release. In the name of my health, I choose your release. In the name of my joy, I choose your release. In the name of my happiness, my love, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. One more time. If there's a situation in your life right now, situation or illness or circumstance, if there's something in your life that's causing you conflict, if there's something that you're using to keep you from feeling the peace that you know you deserve, one time with me, silently within yourself, go, I give this to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that I will be released unless I want to use this to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. And then, even if you don't mean it, say, then peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Wow. somebody, even if it's somebody that's made their transition. Maybe there's a parent. Maybe there's a child. Maybe there's an old lover. Maybe there's a relative. You no longer want to be limited by this fear. You no longer want to be limited by this pain. So you say to them, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. This prayer is the last page of chapter 15. So if you want to go back to it another time, may the course be with you. See y'all next time. Release. I'm going to go to the hospital.